Blog Talk Radio.
Your place, love connection. Your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. Here's your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Your Place Love Connection Bible Study. This is your place of love, of your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. We're so excited to have y'all with us tonight, but the enemy has been so busy, and we're not going to even worry about it. We're going to trust him that the Lord is taking care of everything. We're coming in 15 minutes late into the studio. But what we're finding out is that they're working on this on the system, and it should all be together soon. So I just ask that you bear with me as we try to figure out and make everything work tonight. So as we start tonight, we're going to have a prayer to begin us with, and then after prayer, we're going to have a song. And after the song, we'll have scripture. Margaret's on the line. Margaret, you got a scripture for us? And then
yes,
after the
I
scripture,
do.
We will have intercessory prayer. We try to see if we got somebody to help us with intercessory prayer tonight. And then we'll start the Bible study. And here we go. God, we come before you asking you to prepare our hearts. Help us to relax and to ease into the fact that you are in control, that everything the enemy does to try to thwart your plans will fail, and that we can trust you for it all. As we go into the study, we just ask that you open our eyes and empower us so that we can see with spiritual eyes, we can learn, we can grow, and become all that you want us to be. We thank you for the matchless name of Jesus. For all you've done and all you're going to do, we claim that this night's Bible study will be empowering, and we will take the information we learn and grow and share it with others. We ask you for this blessing now and forevermore. Help us to be what you want us to be. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So as we go into the Bible study tonight, we're going to listen to Vicky Yohe sing Because of Who You Are. And then we'll have scripture with Margaret after that, and we'll do an intercessory prayer.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
We're now going to have the scripture.
The scripture comes from Zechariah chapter 14, verses 4 through 11. On that day, his feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives that lies before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west by a very wide valley, so that one half of the mount shall have moved northward and the other half southward. And you shall flee to the valley of my mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach to Azal, and you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come, and all the holy ones with him. On that day there shall be no light, cold, or frost, and there shall be a unique day which is known to the Lord, neither day nor night, but at evening time there shall be light. On that day, living waters shall flow out from Jerusalem, half of them to the eastern sea and half of them to the western sea. It shall continue in summer as in winter, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. On that day, the Lord will be one and his name one. The whole land shall be turned into a plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem. But Jerusalem shall remain aloft on its site from the gate of Benjamin to the place of the former gate, to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel to the king's wine presses. And it shall be inhabited, for there shall never again be a decree of utter destruction. Jerusalem shall dwell in security, the word of the Lord for the people of God.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. So,
amen.
There's a lot of noise in the background. You're going to have to mute the phones. So we're going to ask if we could do intercessory prayer. Is there anyone who would like to lead that with us tonight? Shirley's on the phone. We've got Jerry. We've got several people. Who's going to lead the intercessory prayer tonight? Don't everybody jump in and volunteer one. I'll go ahead and start it then. Is there anybody who has any prayer requests or praise reports?
Hey, Brother Mateo, I got a prayer request for my son and one of my daughters. I just want them to turn back to the Father, so if you could pray for them and for my mother's self, I appreciate that.
Amen. Can you give us a praise report? We haven't heard from you a second. How you doing with your health?
I'm actually doing really good. My head healed up just like, you know, God told me it would be. You know, I had all faith in him. I'm pretty much back to normal for the most part. And throughout all the stuff that's going on, I've been doing really good. God has really been working in my life, and I'm finally figuring out what my job is. So I think things are just going to get better. He's opened up some real good doors in my life and shown me some beautiful things. So I think I can actually get to work this time for real.
All right. So, all right now.
It's been beautiful.
Amen.
It's been beautiful.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Anybody else? Prayer request? Praise report? Sister Shirley, we need to hear from you. We want to hear some praise reports of all the stuff that's happening with your church.
Well, I'm hoping, all glory to God, that I'm hoping we get into our new edifice within the next month or so. You know, all those were good for the good of the Lord. And I also want to thank God for you know, my mom, and I mean, she celebrated her 87th birthday, so I thank God for that, and I thank God for just being there, being the person that I could always call on in the
Amen.
Time of need.
Amen.
And just to thank Him for being there, that voice, that silent voice that lets you know that He's there, even in a whisper or as the wind blows. Or
Amen.
You ask for something and He's always there with it, no matter what.
Yeah.
It may not be on my time, but it comes right on time. So I thank
on
Him
time.
For the help
right.
of my family and everything.
Amen. Anybody else have a praise report or a prayer concern?
This is Margaret from Brooksville, and I have a prayer concern because we're going to be flying to Cincinnati tomorrow, and we haven't been on a plane for a very long time, my husband and I, to visit my daughter and the grandkids and son-in-law. So just prayers for protection through the airlines and to our destination. And then my prayer concern is I want to ask the Lord, and I want to ask and challenge our listeners to ask the Lord to fill them with the Holy Spirit so they might be able to witness more freely, more powerfully, and get that message out to our loved ones. We've hit the wall with people I know in our families, and our friends, and in the workplace. Help us to get the message out, to convince people that Jesus is coming, because He is coming.
Amen.
And it's soon and very soon.
Amen.
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 Amen. Anybody else want a prayer request or praise report? Well, this is Doc. Dr. Susie, I want to, first of all, give a praise report to God. You all know I've been looking for a home, and I found a home, and the sellers walked away from the home, and a friend had me call back and after months, and then they wanted to sell the house again. And so the same house that I wanted, even though I saw others, God brought it back around. And I have the house. I closed on the house on Friday, so that's a praise report.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Ain't that what you said, Miss Shirley? Ain't that what you said, Miss Shirley?
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
He is
a miracle worker.
Amen. And so I'm asking for, amen, for prayers to undergird that all would continue to go as accordingly. I wanted to praise God. I was offered a job as chief of chaplains in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi. But some stuff happened to thwart that and keep that from happening. But I just wanted to say that, you know, they did offer me the job, and I felt like I had accomplished something, you know, because that's the top of where I could go in my ministry in the VA, was to be the chief.
Amen.
And so at least
Amen.
I know that people see me that way. And,
Amen.
You know, they
Amen.
Acknowledge my gift and my role. Even though, you know, the facility wouldn't let me go because they said we didn't have enough chaplains. But, you know, God's still working things out. You know, that's just a prelude to let me know how God sees me, that I've achieved and done what God wanted me to do. And so I just
right.
keep on walking and doing His will, and whatever doors He wants me to go through, you know, will happen. But right now, I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be because the house came through and everything
Amen.
With the house worked
Amen.
Out. So we're going to trust God for where we are. And so I ask that you continue to pray for that and pray for my children, that God will continue to work in their lives, Jamie and Sydney. And so as we lift up these prayer requests, you know, even though we pray for them on the Bible study, I know that everybody continues to pray through the week, you know, as well.
Amen.
So that we can, you know, the prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Availeth much.
So we continue to do what God has called us to do as we intercede for others. I want to ask the question, has anyone heard from Eric? I want to lift up him and his wife. You know, lift her up, specifically her health and Eric's transition as he's got to, you know, drive back and forth. And the family of his uncle, I'm sure they're still dealing with things. Have you heard anything, Shirley? They're doing all right?
No, I haven't talked to him in a week or so, but, you know, he says he leave it all to God, and I understand that because the devil is always at work no matter who he uses to do it. So.
Amen.
I haven't talked
Amen.
To him in two weeks, but.
But I do also know that he wanted prayer for his mother as well because he mentioned her.
Right. Right.
So we'll lift her up as well. Have you all heard from, we want to lift, I did hear from Bishop, he asked for prayers. Praise report, he's got a job with Affleck. He's excited about that.
He got a job with the duck.
That's right. That's with the duck. He got a job with the duck
with
and he's
duck.
Happy. With
All
the
right.
duck.
All right.
And who else is going on? Miss Edith. Miss Edith called and she wants prayers as well. And she just grateful that things are working out in Maine for her. Who else
Amen.
Has asked? Anybody else that we need to think of that's on the study? Oh, I haven't heard from Britt, so let's lift him up. And you all remember Sean, a few of you may remember Seanette Brown. She lost her mother, and they had her services last week. So I ask that you lift up Sean. It's a lot of people who are struggling. I just wanted to share as well that I lost my first cousin who was my real close running buddy when I was a child, and his mom was just a sweetheart to me, and anyway, I've lost them. And so I asked for the Mac family, Stevie Mac, Street. So if you would pray for them as well. Anybody else? Anybody you know of that needs prayer? Jerry, you know folks that need prayer in your community?
Hi,
oh, I need
Jerry.
To lift up veterans as a whole. Yeah.
This is Jerry from Maine, and I just, maybe if we could have prayer for everybody here in Maine, everybody at the VA home that I'm in. I'm at the Maine Veterans Home here in South Paris in Maine, and more and more we have people that come and go, unfortunately, as you know, with older veterans that have died. We've had a few die the last few weeks here, and it just seems like we have new ones, and some of the ones that we've had here a while are going through some medical problems. But if we could just pray for the VA community. And also, Pastor Susie, I want to know how it is that Togus couldn't keep you from leaving. You said yours didn't want to let you go where you are. I wish Togus would have not let you left when I was there.
Thank you, Jerry. Yeah. Well, they have it's called you know what detail is?
Yeah.
In the military.
Yeah.
It's just it's a detail. So, but
well,
anyway,
you could have detailed
anybody
yourself
else?
Right back to Togus.
I hear you, Jerry. I hear you. Much love, my brother, and thank you. So I think we got everybody on the line that I can remember. So let's have prayer for them. God, we come before you right now, and as we come to your throne of grace, Lord, you said their mercies are new every morning, and we're coming now, oh God, because we know that you're always available. We can come to you in the morning, in the midnight, in the noonday, whenever we stand in need, Lord. You said you'd always have, you know, the old folks say, call them up and tell them what you want. And so we're calling right now, Lord, and we're asking that you would bless and enlighten Brother Mateo's children, both his son and his daughter, that they can have a close relationship with you. And we are trusting, Lord, that you'll manifest that and give him an opportunity to talk to them as well. But we also ask for his health for his mother and that she would be strengthened. We thank you and praise you and glorify you, for you are a healer. We know you as Jehovah Rapha.
Amen.
And you have,
yes, Lord,
you have healed his head. He fell, and, Lord, you have blessed him.
Thank you,
and
Lord,
he has work,
yes, Lord,
for, to do for you. And so we're just
praise
asking that
God,
you continue to bless him as we go forward. Lord, we ask that,
yes,
you protect,
Lord,
him in that environment that he's working as well. And, Lord, we come before,
yes,
you, and Sister Shirley has celebrated. She says they're going to be in a new building, hallelujah, next month.
Yes, praise God.
And so they're celebrating,
yes,
the things,
Lord,
that you have done, Lord. This has nothing to do with humanity. This,
yes,
is
Lord,
your will, because it's your program. And you, Lord, don't,
yes,
leave,
Lord,
stones unturned to make sure that your ministry goes forth. And so we just,
yes,
praise,
Lord,
you for opening the door to make sure that they have that building. And, Lord, we ask a special praise for her mom, that had celebrated her 87th birthday. And because of that,
yes,
Lord, you know, we know you're a good God. You never leave us,
yes,
nor forsake us. You walk with us and talk with us, and you keep us a long life's way. We trust,
yes,
you, oh God, and we, Shirley said, we want to just thank you for being there.
Yes,
not just
thank
for her, all of,
yes,
us. We are praising you and glorifying you because you are there when we
thank
stand
you,
in need. You are Jehovah,
yes,
Jireh. You are a provider when we,
yes,
have,
Lord,
stand in need. You never leave us. And, Lord,
yes,
we trust,
Lord,
you. We trust you because,
yes,
you,
Lord,
always find a way when there is no way. Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes,
Lord,
you do.
Hey,
yes,
Lord.
We thank you for the health of her pastor. Margaret has,
yes,
asking,
Lord,
oh, Lord, that you bless them when they are flying. Lord, we ask that,
yes,
you,
Lord,
cover the plane and anything
you,
that's,
yes,
related to this flight for them to get back to their,
yes,
children,
Lord,
in Ohio. That you would,
yes,
take,
Lord,
care of her and the kids and the family,
oh,
so,
God,
that they can do what they need to do to be of support. But most,
yes,
of all, that you would empower and bless Margaret and her husband as they choose,
yes,
to be,
Lord,
a serving family to protect and help one another. Lord, as we come before,
yes,
you, we thank you because Margaret,
thank
has
you,
asked, Lord, that we challenge our listeners. We challenge,
yes, Lord,
all of you right now to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to receive,
amen,
the Lord, first of,
yes,
all, as your Lord and Savior,
yes,
and to have that relationship,
yes,
with,
Lord,
him.
And
the, once you do that, you will accept the Holy Spirit. And those of you who,
yes,
already,
Lord,
have him, that you would be empowered and set on fire to be witnesses,
yes,
and testifiers and living epistles,
yes, Lord,
for the,
thank,
Lord,
you, Lord,
answering,
yes, Lord,
questions and fielding,
amen,
things so that God can be made known that he,
yes,
is coming back and that,
amen,
we need to be ready for when he's coming back. We praise you. We glorify,
yes,
you. We magnify your name, Lord, because we know you're busy,
yes,
and the time,
yes,
is coming to an end. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be witnesses as we function as a team on this Love Connection Bible study. We thank you, Lord,
yes,
for helping,
Lord,
us get the message out that Jesus, hallelujah, is coming back. Lord, we,
yes,
ask a special,
is,
blessing for James and Sydney, my children, that you will work in their lives and strengthen and protect,
amen,
them,
Lord,
and have them have,
cover,
a closer,
Lord,
relationship with you as well. We ask as well,
yes,
for Eric and his wife for health.
Yes.
And you would protect Eric as he's trying to serve to help support them and the transitions from driving back and forth. You'd protect them in the car. We ask for a blessing for his uncle. His uncle's family,
yes,
who he's lost, but they are still struggling and just dealing with the loss. And his mother, her health, oh God, that,
yes,
you would bless her and keep her and strengthen her. Lord, we thank you for Bishop's new job. We praise you. We magnify.
Thank you, Lord.
He's so
thank
happy
you,
to
Lord,
be at Aflac. He's now with the Duck folks. And we're just asking,
yes,
oh
Lord,
God, that you would give him the ability to excel in the work that he's doing.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
we thank you,
yes,
for Miss,
Lord,
Edith. Miss Edith is asking for help as well, that you would provide her needs as she's alone in Maine. Bless her, protect her. And Lord, Shania Brown just lost her mom and had the services last week. Lord, heal her heart. She lost her dad the year before. And one loss after the other. Lord, lead, guide, and direct her, but let her know that you never will leave her or forsake her according to your word.
Yes,
and then, Lord, we ask for blessings on the street family. Lord, I've lost family, and my aunt and her, she's lost her son, and I just ask that you would heal our family. You would strengthen us. They're trying to gather to celebrate his life. And I ask that you protect all of those who are going to travel to Tulsa to be there, Tulsa, Oklahoma. But I ask as well that you would bless the veterans all over this country, veterans who have served, who have sacrificed, who have given their all to protect this country. Lord, help them have a closer relationship with you. Help them to understand, oh, God, that all that they gave, that they don't need to fear or worry, that you don't take your gift of salvation back, no matter what they've had to go through. That's always a question.
Yes,
to let them know, oh, God, that you will never leave them nor forsake them, that you're right there through whatever they got to go through. And, Lord, Jerry has said, Lord, that VA home in South Paris, that you would bless each and every individual in there, that you would even bless Jerry as he tries to share the good news there. Help him to let the people there know that Jesus is coming back, but that God is real and the love he has will manifest throughout eternity if they just trust him and walk with him. Lord, we come before you with celebration. Because we're so glad of what you do. Lord, we're so glad that you touched us with your finger of love. We're so glad that you chose to give us one more day to celebrate you, to raise our voices, to be able to see, to think, to have our being and somewhat of mind. Lord, we just ask that as we go through this Bible study, that you would strengthen us and give us revelation knowledge so that we can take the word out as we grow. I just got to thank you, oh God. You've been so merciful.
Thank
You've been
you.
So wonderful. You've been so good to each
thank
and every one of us. Lord, the enemy tries to stop us from having a Bible study. The enemy tries to stop the computer from working. But greater is he who is in us, hallelujah, than he that's
thank
in this world. We will walk and trust and do and be as long as you give us life. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Let it all be. And say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
So how does everybody feel? I'm just celebrating. I'm just praising God. I'm just celebrating. We didn't lift up Lori, so we need to lift her up too. So I'm just celebrating. And I think God has been so good. So good, so good, that it just blesses me. I want to.
Yes,
it
does.
I want to ask you guys, those of you who've been able to look at the Bible study tonight, how and what do you think about the study, Margaret? What
well,
jumped out at you when you looked
out,
at the study?
Well, we've finally come out, Dr. Susie, out of the terrible Armageddon and considering Satan and his legions, and we've come to that time when Jesus returns, and it's just a glorious time. It's the time that he foretold himself that he would return in Matthew chapter 24, 27, and 29 through 30. And he will come to a specific place, the Mount of Olives, as Zechariah foretold and as is confirmed in other passages of Scripture, to the Mount of Olives. That's where he will return. And
amen, amen.
He will reclaim his own.
Amen. I thought it was... anybody else want to say anything about that? I like this one little way that the chapter starts off when he says, the largest amassing of armies in world history. will turn their face skyward. That's in relation to your Zechariah passage, Margaret. Skyward, mm-hmm. to see Jesus descending from the clouds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Come on, y'all. Can't you just see it? I'm just praising. Descending from the clouds with his
glory,
army. Glory,
descending
glory,
his
glory,
angels.
Hallelujah.
His angels.
Yes.
All of his angels.
Yes.
All of his angels.
So can you imagine the multitudes in the sky?
But
and by the word of his mouth.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's the part that got was word. No flesh or blood or anything, just word. Just the word. Just for him to come. The greatest battle in history, what they say, the greatest battle in history ended with a word.
Well,
isn't that something? You know, to make
amen.
Sure it's among
but you think
the
about it, Shirley. But it began with the word. It began with the word, right?
And it
ends with the word.
Yes, it does.
Amen.
You know, this unholy
amen.
Trinity has no idea what they're about to. The only thing they did not do was look up. They did not look up. They did
so
not look
let's
up.
Let's break that down for our radio audience. What's the unholy Trinity?
The unholy Trinity is Satan,
go ahead.
The Antichrist,
Antichrist,
and the false prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And the false prophet.
And the false prophet. Mm-hmm. And so they mimic.
The holy,
there you go. Which
and
is.
And then the Holy Trinity is God the Father, the Son of Jesus Christ,
yes.
and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so that's what they do. Christ, the enemy always mimics God because he can't
yes,
do
does.
Nothing on his own. So he
right.
imitates. That's all he can do is be a perpetrator. He can't do nothing else. So
right.
that's anybody else have something that jumped out at you with that stuck in your mind with the lesson? Anybody else?
And also I wanted to add, you know, Satan, you know, his common tactics is to imitate or counterfeit the things of
mm-hmm.
God in order to make
yes.
himself appear to be like God.
Yes. That's exactly
oh
right. That's exactly right. And that's but you know what the exciting thing that we have here is it says for every time the first advent of Christ is mentioned, the second coming is mentioned 8 times.
Right.
So because
right.
it's mentioned 8 times, I think that's pretty important. In
right.
this text, that we need to understand that Jesus himself is recorded as mentioning his second coming 21 times. Now, if Jesus
yes.
mentions it, yeah, that's like, hello, y'all need to write this down. I'm
yes.
dictating. I'm
make
dictating.
Right.
Put this. Make a note of this.
That's
and we
right.
know that there are all these prophecies in the Bible. But only 109 were fulfilled at the first coming, meaning that there's 224 that's to be fulfilled at the second coming. And I thought that was
right.
remarkable that they would give those statistics as well. So what
mm-hmm.
I really liked, again, Margaret, the scripture always stays in my mind in an image of Christ coming through the Mount of Olives. That just,
mm-hmm.
That just sticks in my head. That just sticks in my head. Anybody else have anything that sticks in their head that jumped out? So we know that Jesus declared he was going to return in Matthew 24. The Apostle John confirmed it in Revelations 1:7. But the one thing that Dr. Jeremiah reminds us that we need to hold on to is that he says, never let anyone tell you that the second coming of Christ is immaterial to the message of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's doctrine. That's doctrine. To me, that's fundamental. So you know, we read Revelations and we talked about Christ's return to earth. And, you know, I just want to put in a plug that we have been asking preachers and folks to preach and teach Bible study during the week. So if you have a pastor, you know somebody who wants to offer a word about Jesus' return, have them give me a call. We'll tape it and save it and play it during the week so that we constantly have the word going up of Christ's return, because that's what this is about. God wants us to get folks ready that he's coming back again. So there were three names when we talked about the designation of Christ. Do y'all remember the three names that was given to Christ in Revelations 19 that Dr. Jeremiah talks about? I'm going to just mention them. The first one was faithful and true, talking about Christ. The second was the word of God. We know that one a lot. We use, and the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We know now, do y'all use faithful and true? Anybody on the line that uses faithful and true a lot or have heard that a lot? I've heard the other two more than faithful and true. Anybody use faithful and true in their studies, or they hear people using that word a lot, that description of Jesus, of Christ?
Yeah, but my pastor does. He uses faithful and true.
Okay, okay. Jerry, do any of you all use it? I don't hear that much, but I love it. I love faithful and true because that's exactly who Christ is. He's always faithful, and that's all he is, the truth.
Right.
So those names we know represent him.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Yep, that's what he
asked. And that's his unchanging nature. And he wants us to be like him, as Shirley was saying. And he's incarnated as the living word, and his future role as ruler and kings of God's kingdom, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So when we get this description of Christ, right? Y'all, this is the one I always talk about. Y'all heard me talk about this description of Christ when he talks about eyes like flaming fire. Come on, what did I talk about? What was that? Arnold Schwarzenegger with the, what was he called? The
Terminator.
What was he called?
Terminator.
Eyes like flaming fire, head on which were many crowns. Clothed in a robe dipped in blood. And he's talking about when they talk about the eye of fire, what do y'all think that means? There's no posturing or pretending. I mean, he sees right through it. It's like a laser beam. Woo!
Right.
You know, ain't no pretending. Ain't no faking. Straight to the truth.
No.
You know, everything that you ever knew or ever did is seen just like that. It's
right,
known.
I see your soul. I see your soul.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Come on. What do you think he means when he talks about the multiple crowns? What is he talking about when he? Because this is important for us to understand this. What do you think it means when we see in the scripture talking about the multiple crowns of Christ?
Well, this is Margaret. I think it refers to King of all the nations of the earth.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes him worthy for every knee to bow and every tongue to confess.
Amen.
Come on, right? All right. So his robe was dipped in blood. What does that remind us of? His robe being dipped in blood.
This is Jerry from Maine. That's the sacrificial lamb of God.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
The sacrificial lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Amen.
Right.
And so that's what, go ahead, Brother Mateo. Did you have something you wanted to say? So we see he talks about how we see his nail-scarred palms and his pierced, wounded side to remind all eternity that he's the only reason that we're there, because of him.
Right.
That's why we're going to be on the Lord's side, y'all. That's what I'm excited about. Remember when we talked about Armageddon, that we get to be with him in the battle on his side? And that's why there's a song that they used to say, whose side you on? I'm on the Lord's side. I'm right. on the Lord's side. No ifs, ands, or buts. You need to know. Because when he comes back, he's coming back for his own.
Yes, he is.
So John says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin. So what do we know about the armies of Christ, though? What do we know about the armies of Christ? The armies who return with Christ are all the saints
of the ages.
All of us. Those of us who have died, yes.
Right.
Those of who have been raptured with him, yes.
Right. You can't count them.
Absolutely. And the angels. All of us are going to be there. And what I liked, did y'all get this piece? He says how we're clothed. Fine linen, white and clean.
Yes.
He's on the white horse, right?
Yeah.
That is amazing to me. And the word of his judgment is what? The sword that's coming out of his mouth.
The sword.
And the purpose of that is to convict all the ungodly.
That's right.
So when Christ returns, he ain't coming back as a like he did the first time when he was mild and quiet and loving and you know, he's coming back for judgment.
As a force.
He's coming back as king.
Yes, he is.
So you got to remember that most of the people on the earth at this time, remember, they rejected the 144 evangelists and the two witnesses.
Right.
They rejected them. Remember, they even killed them and left them laying in the street for 3.5 days.
Yeah.
And then they were called up. And so God then sent the tribulation. And in other words, they were deserving of this judgment because they had time after time after time after time with the 144, with the two witnesses, to repent.
Right.
Now, this is some stubbornness, y'all. This is stubborn. All these opportunities, and you still say no. So God says they're deserving of judgment. But you know the Lord that we serve never sends judgment without giving warning and opportunity. And he did that time after time after time. So he then talks about the authority of Christ, right, in Isaiah 9, 6 through 7.
Yes.
Can somebody read that? Isaiah 9, 6 through 7.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Come on.
Isaiah 9, verse 6.
Amen, amen. I mean, that makes you want to celebrate.
Yes.
When you think about the increase of his government and the peace that there will be no end, come on, peace. Thank you, Lord. So we have so much to look forward to. And the Old Testament prophets, right, they saw that truth in their prophetic vision. Now, they didn't see it as completely. That's why when they died and went to Sheol, y'all know what Sheol is, right? So in the old days, there was paradise that everybody went to. And there was a good side and there was a rough side, the side where people perished, and there was a side where people were in Sheol, the paradise side, where people were the good folks, not the folks that were perishing. And so Christ went down, and Peter talks about how he went to preach to the saints in prison. And he believes that many people say that at this particular time, he was just verifying and affirming to those who were the old prophets and the people who didn't get a chance to have the Lord with them. Whereas now, you know, in the New Testament, we were able to have Jesus walk the way and extend the opportunity of eternal life. So he took them on with him, those who, you know, he went to preach to. They went on up to heaven to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a celebration. And so now we see that those people, all of them, of course, were in the clouds with him because he had all those folk there. So when he returns, he will rule with the authority given to the throne of David and Israel. I like the idea that I don't have to worry no more at all because
Amen.
He strikes the nation and rules them with a rod of iron. And I'm glad that I'm on the Lord's side because there's no end to this suffering. You know, we talk about living our lives being 100 years. You know, we get people who live 100 years, but eternity is forever.
Amen.
So we get to
Amen.
Have peace with God forever and ever.
Yeah.
And others will suffer in the lake of fire forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about the Battle of Armageddon, right, where justice was meted out. What about the fowls of heaven? What was that all about? Anybody remember the fowls of heaven?
Well, it was in chapter 19, verse 17. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and with a loud voice he called to all the birds that fly directly overhead, "Come, gather for the great supper of God, to eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all men, both free and slave, both small and great."
Mm. Remember, this said the blood would be up to the. They said the blood would be up to the bridle of the horse, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Have mercy. So the animals are able to go and pick over the bones of the dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it said this supper to which the vultures are called is a second supper. Called the second supper, the first being the marriage supper of the lamb in verse 9, but the second supper was the vulture supper. Ooh. So the celebration of the union between Christ and his church in heaven, that's something else, right? I you know, this is amazing when we forget, you know, I don't know if it's because we don't choose to remember this stuff. Who can, in their right mind, be okay with dying, being killed, and the birds eating your bones, eating your flesh? I mean, why? I mean, would you not desire to be on the Lord's team because you know how it's going to end? So who are the foes of heaven, as we're talking about? Who is against heaven? Who are the foes that are against God? Who's the foes of heaven?
Satan, the unholy Trinity, and
the unholy Trinity.
Satan's
yes.
demons or fallen angels.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And corrupt
Absolutely.
Men.
Yes.
And women who live on this earth who reject Christ and who
right. rejected him
are corrupt and greedy and. Are ungodly.
So is it futile to fight against God?
Yes.
Well, I think Eric, when Eric was teaching Revelations, what did he call it? Annihilation?
Annihilation.
And then what did he call it, Ms. Shirley? He said it was
annihilation. It's annihilation. He says, just call it what it is, an annihilation.
Amen.
Yeah,
and the scripture says, and I saw the beast in verse 19, the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army, the white horse and his army.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Now,
seeing the
they talked about how smart
part about it is, you're given so many opportunities to repent and make him your Lord and Savior, and you still don't see the writing on the wall. You still don't see it.
I mean, no matter how many times it is shown before you, if you pick up a Bible, that's if you pick up a Bible, you read about it.
Well,
it's foretold. And you look at what's happening now. How can you not see it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
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 God,
I just don't understand. I don't understand it either, Ms. Shirley, when you know that the creator of the universe, I mean, how can you think? But you know what? That's how deceptive. Now we got to look back at this piece. If Satan could convince a third of the stars, the angels, to fight with him against God, then I don't think, you know, maybe I'm wrong for saying this, I just don't think humans are as bright as the angels are. And so maybe that's why, you know, because a minute ago I finna said just don't make sense, but maybe that's what it is. They were so deceived because of his cunning and his ability to be deceptive that they were willing to take the ultimate act of rebellion. Hmm? Go ahead.
But look back at Adam and Eve. After God had told them, do not eat a particular tree.
Yes.
And they still went against. Yeah. He's cunning.
That's right.
Cunning.
Yes.
A sheep in wolf's clothing. Yes, he's cunning.
Absolutely. Brother Mateo, did you have something you wanted to say about that? You have to get off mute.
Yeah, I'm listening. For us to get into that conversation about the fruit, we'll have to get in that another night. That's a whole discussion.
But really what we're focusing on is the fact that the enemy was cunning enough to deceive people to the point that they had nerve enough to, in the Valley of Armageddon, to stand up against the Lord.
That's right.
Really?
That's right. Because he doesn't just deceive people. He what is the word? It's not bedazzled, but there's a word he does, almost like he beguiles people. So it's almost like it's almost like everything that you see is fiction while he's actually showing you something else. So you agree to something that's not really there. It's a big explanation, but that's why Yahushua said he's the father of lies. He's so good at it that his deceptions are like beyond our even imagination. So I agree. If he can get angels to fall, imagine what he's going to do to us who never see God. They stood in front of God's presence all the time.
Right. Have mercy. Right. Have mercy. So what about the fidelity of the beast and the false prophet? Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I was just going to say he's a good scammer. We're having a lot of problems in this world now with scammers. He's the biggest scammer of them all.
Yes.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
So what do you think is going to happen to the beast and the false prophet? What's going to happen to them?
They're going to end up in the lake of fire.
Amen.
Well,
eternally. Not to die, but to burn eternally.
Yes. And Satan is going to be in there with them.
Yes, right. That's exactly right. They will look for death, and it will not come.
Mm. But we do know a thousand years later, during the millennium, right, Satan is confined, but he is freed near the end.
Right.
Now, it's interesting that they said after that millennial reign, he is able to come up with a rebellion against Christ again, but he's judged and confined with the beast and the false prophet, where he's there forever and ever and ever to be tormented. You know, it's kind of sad, though, that we don't talk about hell anymore. Why do you think we don't talk about hell anymore? There's statistics that even say that people don't believe that there is hell.
Well, Just as a sidebar, I don't know if anybody has seen this commercial with Ronald Reagan's son, who is a avowed atheist, and he says he's not scared about burning in a hell. It's a TV commercial.
Well,
and you know, soliciting for funds for something, and said, you know, I'm a devout atheist, and I have no fear of hell or burning in hell. Okay, okie dokie, okie doke. Okay,
but so how? I want to take a quick poll. How many of us have heard preachers preach on hell? How many times have you heard somebody preach on hell in the last 10 years?
I've never heard it. They hinted at it, but they've never preached on it.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Hi, this is Jerry from Maine. I've heard it a couple, only because one of them was my grandfather right before he died.
But that was a long time ago.
Well, yeah.
Right,
it's been a little over 10 years ago, but you're right. Besides that, I was listening to a Bible program, and it was talking about hell, and my daughter apparently went and said something to her mother, and her mother got all mad at me because I was listening to something that talked about hell, and she said, "You're scaring our daughter." And I said, "No, she needs to hear about it." So,
And
that's the thing, you guys. People haven't been talking or preaching about hell, and so people don't believe it exists. So we as preachers gonna have to do more to preach and talk about hell, so that people ain't wanting to go there. You know, they used to say the fire and brimstone preachers, they stopped doing that. And I'm not saying that it should be a fire and brimstone. It should be a bunch of love up in there. But I think we do need to start reminding people that hell is around the corner.
Right.
If you have not accepted Christ, because he's coming back. So
at least include
what do we
in saved souls. Yeah.
Yes.
Included in your message of saving souls and letting them know the alternative to not being given your all to Christ, to avoid going to hell or joining Satan and the false prophets.
Well, come on.
Think a lot
but then you'd have to teach, Miss Shirley.
A lot of pastors want to offend their congregation and lose them money-wise instead of preaching the actual word.
Well, Miss Shirley's going to be arrogant.
You know, it's sad because you go to be spiritually fed a lot of times, and sometimes pastors preach what they think you might want to hear, you know, because if you're preaching a good word, it arouses in people's spirit, you know.
I had a church one time tell me, Miss Shirley, they told me, we don't want to hear all that. We have a rough day at work. We want to hear positive stuff when we come to church.
I said,
you're going to actually try to tell the pastor what to preach. Have mercy.
Well, and my pastor would say, well, thank the Lord that you have a job to go to and you work, because God has provided for you.
So what is this final, what is Christ's victory over this rebellion? What's going to happen? How long will Satan be bound?
Well,
he'll be bound for 1,000 years initially.
1,000 years.
Right. And then there won't be any war during the millennium when Christ is reigning, right? And then that short rebellion at the end when he loosed him from his chains. And then after that, you know, this will be the first time that we get to understand what it's like to live under the rule and reign of God, God's self. Hallelujah!
That's exactly right.
We get to reign and live with the Lord. That I can't wait in his presence.
The land of milk and honey. Yes, indeed.
Amen. So with that, we move into what does it mean when we talk about Christ's second coming? How does that impact us when we, right now? How should we live right now?
This is Margaret. We should live in anticipation, great
yes.
anticipation, because of all of our studies throughout our lives from the Bible have given us a delight in God's promises and his gifts
mm-hmm.
and his goodness and righteousness. And yet in this world we are confronted with evil, with greed, with needless killing and fighting and warring,
mm-hmm.
and evil reigning victorious on this earth. And the fact
Amen.
That we have a mighty God who will come to our rescue, who knows and hears our prayers, has kept us safe
mm-hmm.
and answered us and supplied us all our needs.
Mm.
We have a great
right.
future, and it will be a wondrous time because evil will not be in control as it is now.
Amen. And
Amen.
To piggyback on that, also, we've known, and it has always been spoken to us in the Word, that he's coming back. We just don't know
yeah.
when.
Yeah.
So that we need to prepare ourselves for that comeback.
Amen.
And pay attention to the signs that we're getting. Pay attention to those
yeah.
little voices that we hear. You know, pay attention to what we see, what is getting ready to happen, because you don't want to be caught off guard.
Yeah.
So you prepare yourself. And you humble yourself. And, okay, if we slip and we fall and we make a misjudgment, we ask for forgiveness. And we try and get other souls to join us and to come to God, to come under God's umbrella. Because
yeah.
he is our Savior.
Yes.
He's the only Savior that
yes.
we have. Man
yes.
can't save us.
Well,
man cannot no. save us.
That's right.
You know?
So
man can talk a good game, but he can't save us.
Amen. So there's some things that we have to do during this time, and it was saying those of us who have a relationship with God, we got to make sure we don't judge folks and condemn them when we might be guilty of some stuff ourselves.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
we have to
exactly.
be careful about that. And then he talked about how we need to remember the Lord's table. This, to me, is always important as a disciple, that everybody needs to be able to come and participate at the table. So when we gather as a corporate body for communion, we need to remember to look back at the death of Christ and remind ourselves of why he died.
Exactly.
And so for me,
yeah.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we do that
mm-hmm.
knowing that that's temporary. It's until
right.
he comes. Come on now.
Until
he comes, and he's coming, and that's what we need to tell the good news about, is he's coming
right.
back again. And so that Lord's
yes,
table should be mindful of Christ's death and his second coming, which most of us,
mm.
you know, we do that as a regular. And then that we
right.
can relate to one another in love. We need to focus on, you know, we need to start loving on each other because time is short, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We
right.
need to exemplify the love of God.
Yeah,
you know, we
right.
are going to be spending eternity together anyway, right?
right.
So we need to start
exactly.
living like that, like we love
exactly.
folks. Because we're going to be seeing
right.
each other for a long time.
Have anybody know when you go out to the stores and you greet people and they say, well, have a blessed day? A lot of people are saying that now.
Amen.
Have a blessed day. You know, be safe and have a blessed day.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
Because it's reminding people that God is still in charge.
And plus the fact
God
that we just went
charge.
Through, we are still going through a pandemic that God has
yes.
brought us
mm-hmm.
through, that no
mm-hmm.
man can, no man still has not captured as to what caused it. And it impacted the entire world, not just a certain area.
the entire world, and it's still yeah. going on.
Amen.
So that should tell you something.
So we
that should tell us.
So he encourages us to recommit ourselves to the ministry. We've been saying
Amen.
All night long, we've got to get out and witness. We got to tell the story. Mm-hmm. We got to be faithful. We got to do what we say. We got to be Bible study. Those of you, y'all got to come on off of being scared to be leaders. Time to lead now. Be a Bible study leader. Be a Sunday school teacher. Be a counselor. Be use your ministry efforts right now as if you've never, as if you know that God is trying to get you to say yes to any and everything that will help somebody else know who he is. So, you know,
yeah.
we can't be timid. We got to stand up for the word and share it so that people will have the opportunity. Now, share it in love, right? But always
right.
in truth.
Right.
Always in truth so that they can come to know Christ and learn to obey the word of God and be a part of whose we are, God's community. And we got to make sure we don't refuse to neglect the church. And see, that's
exactly.
me what the enemy did with this COVID. But
yeah.
the church is not the building. The church
no,
is the people.
People.
So we got to keep
yes,
that
people.
In mind. We got to keep that in mind.
Right.
So the last piece is we've got to reach the lost for Jesus Christ, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do with the Bible study. That's what we're trying to do by sharing with every preacher, every teacher you know, and ask them to come and get taped on the Bible study so we can replay these stories, these testimonies, the studies, so that people can listen and be saved. So I got a personal question that I want to set to our audience tonight. And the question is, are you ready? Are you ready? And so we can get somebody, is there anybody on the line tonight who would like to close us in prayer? I guess I'll do it. Sisters and brothers, if there's anybody out there tonight who has heard us talking about Christ coming back, have you heard and then been convicted that you need to have a closer walk with the Lord? If you have, at this time it's your time to confess with your mouth, to believe in your heart that Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose for you, that you may have life and have it eternally. And if you believe that and you confess that, then we will celebrate with you tonight, for you are our brother and sister in Christ, and you have accepted the Lord, and you are faithfully a part of the community of the Lord. You are on the Lord's side. You will be in that group that come back with the Lord. And we ask that you get involved in a Bible-believing church. And as you do so, that you will get baptized and have that relationship in which you study. And you will continue to join us here at Your Place Love Connection Bible Study. So we thank the Lord for you.
Thank
and
you.
For those of you who want to send a message in, you can send it in at drsusie.loveconnection@gmail.com. You can send it to drsusie.loveconnection@gmail.com if you want to send to let us know that you accepted the Lord and we can celebrate with you. And we will do that whenever you send that information to us. We also ask that you join us again next week and join us on the Bible study at 646-478-4932 at the Love Connection Bible Study. And we just thank the Lord that you joined us tonight, and we look forward to being with you all again. I want to thank the committee, the panel, for joining us. And it's always a good time that we have in the Lord. So I ask as we go forward this week, that you would keep all those people in prayer and you'd be ready to tell the world that Jesus is coming back. God's blessings be with you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Place Love Connection, your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment.